On Stewardship Calling today, host Bill Marianis discusses what stewardship truly is and how to change the stewardship paradigm and substantially improve the results in your church and life.
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Bill Marianis from Atlanta, Georgia, and I share the view of Mark Twain that two of the most important days of your life are first, the day you were born, and second, the day you figure out why. My why is to be a stewardship calling evangelist. I'm here to help you, your parish or faith-based community organization, live up to it and your full stewardship potential. Through the Stewardship Calling podcast, we're exploring exactly what stewardship truly is and how to use best stewardship practices and guidance from Holy Scripture and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to build successful and sustainable stewardship ministries in our churches and our own lives. So fasten your seatbelts, return your seatbacks and tray tables to the locked and upright position, because we're getting ready to go on an amazing journey. At this point in the Stewardship Calling podcast series, we've explored how we've gotten stewardship all wrong, what are the spirituality, income, and numbers challenges facing Christian churches, and what Holy Scripture, religious fathers of the church, and secular scholars teach us about what stewardship truly is. Now, today, I was planning to take a short break before we dig into the 3 stewardship principles, 2 stewardship tactics, and 9-step process and new parish operational paradigm to get you to focus on living your own personal stewardship calling. You see, I believe that stewardship is simply what you do with all of the gifts God gave you. And how you use those gifts in service of others and for Christ's church is your stewardship calling. We learned in the parable of the talents that for those who take God's gifts and put them out into the world and cause them to multiply, we'll hear our master tell us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been responsible over a little, and I will now give you much." The promise of a resurrection, an eternity of joy, peace, and love with God, the Father, and our Lord. So I got to thinking that a eulogy is merely our human report card on how we did in living our stewardship calling. I thought it might be helpful and instructive to review what would have been the eulogy for several people who truly lived their stewardship callings and use that as a motivating guide for each of us. The challenge was that there were so many great examples I could have used from the apostles, fathers of the church, martyrs, or saints. And then the unthinkable happened. As I was preparing to choose one of these great stewards, one of my closest and best friends was taken from us to his just reward, far too early in my humble opinion. And I was confronted with a modern-day example of living a stewardship calling as I mentally reviewed his life and prepared my own private and personal eulogy summary. It wasn't for him, for he had departed from this world. And it wasn't for his loving family because, well, quite frankly, their memories are far more poignant and real than I could have ever articulated. No, this eulogy was just for my own recollection and tribute to a true friend and to help understand, did he live his stewardship calling? So there I was, wanting to mourn the loss of a 30-plus-year close friend who I would never see again in this world. And instead, I found myself constantly thinking about the great experiences we had together and the wonderful, generous acts of friendships we shared and the good we did and the difference we made in the lives of others. And I suddenly felt the need not to cry or mourn, but to instead celebrate a life well lived. And so in doing, I applied my 5F model to assess his life and if he truly lived his stewardship calling. So the example I'll use for living your stewardship calling is not an apostle or saint, but is instead a mere mortal like you and me, my dear friend Tim, one who dealt with his own demons and overcame his own obstacles. Please allow me to briefly share this stewardship calling personal eulogy as an example for us all to strive to emulate as we assess what God has in mind for each of us and how we can all live our own stewardship callings. Well, ultimately, it's not for any of us to judge anybody else. That's a privilege reserved for our Lord. And for those whom he finds righteous, well, they will be rewarded with the true riches of heaven and eternal life. But in our own minds, we have our own grading system, so here's my 5F stewardship calling model. Number 1, the first F is faith. Did he live his faith? My dear friend Tim was a church man through and through, not just on Sunday, but a true believer, and he actively practiced our Lord's teachings. He regularly served his church at every level, whether it was his local parish, his regional church, his archdiocese, and even the ecumenical patriarch. My dear friend Tim planned and executed every national and regional gathering, clergy-lady congress, Leadership 100 events, meetings with the ecumenical patriarch, and frankly, anything else that he was asked to organize. He never said no. I'm not sure he knew how to say no. He always served his faith. And here's an example for all of us to see how to live our stewardship callings. See, God allowed him to be an event planner extraordinaire. No one did it better or more easily. Every need was satisfied and everyone was delighted when Tim ran something. And while this is how he made his living, he used those skills and abilities to offer this service to his church and thus truly lived his avocation as a stewardship calling. You see, this is how each of us can take whatever skills and abilities we have to serve Christ's church. In the category of the first F, faith, my dear friend Tim was a righteous man. The second F is family. How did he treat and care for his family? My dear friend Tim truly loved his family. They defined him. Well, he was blessed with many rewards and awards, including every possible award that can be bestowed by the Greek Orthodox Church. None of those meant as much to him as did his family. He loved his two daughters unconditionally and with all of his heart, and so too he cherished his one and only wife. Oh, he told the occasional macho joke about being a human ATM for his daughters. He was an incessant jokester. But there was nothing he wouldn't do for them. So too for the rest of his family, whether it was parents, in-laws, brothers, cousins, uncles, nephews, his son-in-law who he loved, and the many friends who called him brother, but who did not share any genetic lineage. He knew to always put people first, and he lived his life in love with all of his family. In the category of the second F, family, my dear friend Tim was a righteous man. The third F is for friends. How did he treat and care for his friends, and what did his friends think of him? My dear friend Tim was not loud or boisterous or flamboyant. He was a thoughtful and methodical man with an extraordinary judgment. If he judged you his friend, he gave you willingly and unconditionally the best he had to offer. Those of us who were blessed to know that friendship from him always knew he would be there for us. He wasn't just one of those people who call themselves your friend but disappear from sight when the first adversity hit, or those who say that they have your back, but when the attacks come from the front or the side, they step away to let you deal with it all by yourself. No, I'm talking about a true friend who has your back and your front and your side, and who, while he might debate with you vigorously privately, is always there for you and with you. Each of you is probably thinking of just such a person right now in your life. At least I hope you have someone like that in your life. If you do, after this podcast, please call them or visit them and tell them how much you appreciate and love them. You never know how many more minutes, hours, or days you'll have together. And if you don't have such a friend, then please get busy being such a person to another and develop that loyal friendship. In the category of the third F, friend, my dear friend Tim was a righteous man. The fourth F is philotimo. Now, some linguists might argue with me that the word actually begins with a PH, but this is my stewardship calling eulogy, and so I'll keep to the alliteration of my 5F model. Christopher Janis once said that the most untranslatable, demanding, and really mysterious word in the Greek language is the word philotimo. Literally, of course, it means friend of honor. But philotimo is exceedingly much, much more. It was Greek philosopher Thales who said, philotimo to the Greek is like breathing. A Greek is not a Greek without it. He might as well not be alive. Tim served his fellow man and his Hellenism like no other. We raised millions of dollars together for causes we believed in and built the lasting public art statues and artwork to commemorate the Centennial Olympic Games of 1996, the Sydney Olympic Games of 2000, and the historic Athens Olympic Games of 2004. We built a Marshall statue in the grounds of the U.S. Embassy in Athens, Greece, and are the military escort crossed the Green Line into the northern occupied territory of Cyprus to see with our own eyes the atrocities that occurred. We fought on behalf of the Ecumenical Patriarch for Religious Freedom and the reopening of the Theological Seminary in Halki, and we fought countless other battles for good causes and for people who needed help. You see, my dear friend Tim understood service to higher causes and was so proud of his Greek and Hellenic heritage. In the category of the fourth F, philotimo, my dear friend Tim was a righteous man. And finally, the fifth F is, what or who did you do everything for? For whom did you serve and work, and for what end? See, this is the test that might supersede the other four, because if you love your faith, family, friends, and practice philotimo for your own selfish self-aggrandizement, then you've lost all of the good you did. It is in service of and for others that we truly test if we are living our stewardship callings. You see, everything my dear friend Tim did, he did without seeking any recognition or personal reward. He did it as a true friend would. There was nothing you could ask to which he would say no. Indeed, he would quietly make unasked for sacrifices and practice his calling with the kind of great selflessness that earns one the title of servant leader. We had to literally beg him to get into photographs. And when he reluctantly did, he was always in the background. He never wanted the limelight because he was there for others and not for himself. In living a truly selfless and wonderful life, in the category of the fifth F, for whom and what do you serve? My dear friend Tim was a righteous man. So there you have it, my brothers and sisters, a simple 5F framework to compose your own eulogy and assess if you are living your stewardship calling. Please take a moment right now, as yet one more legacy of my dear friend Tim and his close friend Incubado Johnny who preceded him, and assess your own life. Honestly compose your own 5F eulogy and assess whether or not you are truly living your stewardship calling. If you are, God bless you. You are a righteous person. If you are not yet there, well, now just might be a good time to start before your eulogy is actually prepared. Please remember that I believe the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you figure out why. You are an amazing person made in the image and likeness of God. Once you figure out why you are here and start living your stewardship calling, you can experience the true joy of using your many God-given extraordinary gifts as you proceed on the path toward theosis and salvation. And when we help others better live their stewardship callings through our churches, we create a robust set of ministries and a strong and growing Christ-centered community living its stewardship calling for God's greater glory. To find out how we can do this holy and important work, please feel free to go to my free website, stewardship resource, stewardshipcalling.com, where I feebly attempt to follow the example of my dear friend Tim as I try and live my own stewardship calling. Today, we explored how our eulogy will provide us the human grade as to whether or not we lived our stewardship calling and earn the title of righteous man or righteous woman. For my dear friend Timothy John Maniatis, he was truly a righteous man of God who lived for others and served his Lord to the best of his abilities and with all of his talents. Well done, good and faithful servant. We celebrate your life well lived. In the meantime, my prayer for you is that you live your stewardship calling and S-O-T-P-A-E-T-J. Stay on the path and enjoy the journey. God bless.
You've been listening to Bill Marianis. Be sure to join us next time with another installment of Stewardship Calling. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.